All right. Hello, hello, hello. This is the kind of getting started recording for the Terraria Access mod. I think I'm just going to be covering a little bit of the features and kind of surviving your first night in the game. So bear in mind, I am sick right now. I have a cold, so chances are my voice is not going to sound too great on the recording. But let's get this show on the road.
Steam mod loader 8 launching.
So I'm just going to open up the game now.
Slash busybox 64.exe volume headphones USB-C. Terraria, Terraria, Terraria.
It's always a little funny message that plays when you open up the game. Sometimes it'll say something about another game. Sometimes it'll just say Terraria, Terraria, Terraria.
Add settings.
But here we are on the main menu. This game is best played with gamepad. I will 100% say that right off the bat. There is experimental keyboard support made by a user over in the Discord named Kai. So I will be looking into that pull request sometime and seeing if we can go ahead and just merge that in. But let's go ahead and jump into it. So you got a few things in the main menu.
Multiplayer, single player, multiplayer, achievements, workshop, settings, credits, exit. Credits, settings.
Everything here should read pretty darn well at this point, especially in the latest 0.1.6 release. So if we go into settings, we can adjust a couple of things like volume, music, sounds, ambience.
General, interface, video, volume. Music volume 100%, 89%, 85%, 100%, sound volume, ambient back, general.
Just like that.
Single player.
But let's jump into the character creation. This is probably the biggest difference between 0.1.5 and 0.1.6.
Multiple single player.
So in this latest release, there's actually
play Neo Lardo.
Audio descriptions for all of the different kind of clothing styles you can do. So let me go make a new character.
Back, new, create, hardcore. Hardcore characters die for good.
We also added descriptions for the different difficulties, as well as a announcement of the selection state. So if I hit A on this hardcore.
Selected, hardcore, hardcore care, medium core characters drop items on selected, medium
so
core,
you can kind of
medium
see,
core characters
you know,
drop
which
items
thing
on
you're
death.
On. We're just gonna do standard.
Class selected,
or
classic, classic character journey, name, empty name.
Now if you go up from here though.
Selected, character info, 1 of 10.
You notice now we have announcements for all these tabs up here. There's about 10 of these. So this first one is character info.
Clothing styles, 2 of 10.
Then you've got your clothing styles.
Selected, clothing styles, 2 of 10.
Which we can just access by hitting A. And in here, there's about 10 to choose from. So I'll have it read out at least one of these here. Probably the default one that's selected.
Sporty mask selected. Masculine outfit featuring a long-sleeved primary color shirt layered under a contrasting vest, paired with straight leg pants and sturdy boots mostly hidden beneath the cuffs. 1 of 10.
So pretty nice verbose descriptions here all around. There's masculine and feminine styles, 5 of each.
Casual edge elegant feminine outfit with a long-sleeved t-shirt topped by a form-fitting chest plate that subtly shows cleavage, worn with shorts and flats. 6 of 10.
So there you go. These descriptions were provided by my girlfriend. We went through and painstakingly did all 10 of these ones, plus the 165 different hairstyles. Definitely did not stutter, 165 different hairstyles, so we can go check some of those out here too.
Skin color, 6 of 10. Eye color, hairstyles, 3 of selected, hairstyles, 3 of 10. Forward combed hair with 2 lifted strands and a long pointed beard, 3 of 165.
So you can tell there's quite a few here. I'm just going to say right off the bat too, this menu is a little bit weird to navigate. You can navigate it with a D-pad, but eventually you will actually cycle back around, and then you have to kind of use the analog stick to move down further. So, for example, if I go down here,
curly dreadlocks that drape over the face, bowl like front with a back, bowl style.
Eventually, you reach the back slash create button. So you do have to use the right analog to move that menu down.
Bowl style, short swooping bowl, very short hair with a long bald, short swooping hair with
quite
a
lot
part,
to choose from.
Bowl create.
So we're just going to choose.
Full style cut with a high, short swooping heavy bangs with an elf shoes color. 10 of heavy, huge, towering mohawk, 11 of 165.
Yeah, we'll do a mohawk, why not?
Selected, huge, towering mohawk, 11 of 165.
I'm not going to go through all these tabs, so I'm just going to hit create.
Wizard back, create, submit, P0.
And now you'll be in the kind of naming field where you name your character.
P.
So I'm just going to do test.
L-I-U-Y-U-Y-T-R-E.
This is also navigated with the gamepad, by the way. The D-pad, rather.
3, 2, 1, Q, P, Q, W, E, R, T, R, E, D, S, D, E, R, T, G, B, space.
Okay, so just named it test.
Test, submit.
And then we're going to go to submit.
Play, Neo Lardo, play, test.
And there's test. So we're going to hit play on test.
Play, grid playback.
Now, we're in the world selection menu, so we're going to go down all the way to the bottom.
Playback, new.
And we're going to hit new.
Create.
This is another improvement here. You can actually hear the announcement of what the world settings are. So, for example, we land on the create, but if we go up.
World evil, crimson.
We have world evil. Right now, I believe it's probably on random.
Corrupt selected, random.
Yep, it's on random, so we're just going to leave it on that.
World difficulty, journey.
Difficulty, I do want to add announcements for what these actually do as well. But basically, you have like...
Selected, classic.
Classic, journey.
Expert, master.
Expert and master.
Selected,
we're
going to
leave
classic.
It on classic.
World size, selected medium.
World size.
Large, select small. 183.0773.
This up here is the world seed, so that works just like other seeds in games like Minecraft or whatever.
The pie of lyrics.
This is the name field, which is randomized each time, but you can input your own custom name just by hitting A and typing it, but I'm just going to leave it as is.
One world back, create.
And we're just going to hit create.
Adding place like making generating jungle. Adding desertification. Adding mushroom, chiseling marble, growing grass, creating underworld.
So you're gonna hear a lot of these messages. This is just little funny messages that they play while it generates the world.
Plant, growing plant, settling liquid, clean up, generating structure, growing disfinal cleanup. What play? Grizzly gaze of butchery.
All right, and the grizzly gaze of butchery is ready, so we're gonna hit A to play.
Start a new copper shorts.
Entered forest.
And the first thing you'll notice is an entered forest. That is the biome announcement kicking in. Also, this is very chaotic, so you can already hear to the left there's a sound of a enemy walking my way, which I figure is probably a slime. So I'm going to hit
hotbar empty.
Inventory
slot 1.
I'm going to hit Y to pause, and the first thing that I would recommend you guys do is actually hit right trigger about 2 times.
Empty equipment button.
And go up 1 to settings.
Settings button.
Hit A.
General.
Hit A on general.
Music 100%.
Go down to auto fire, so it's going to be pretty far down.
Sound ambient zoom enter auto save on auto activates auto pause on act smart door hover can auto fire on.
Mine is already on, but if yours is off, please turn that on. It will make your life a lot easier. When you swing with your weapons in this game, they usually require you to hit the trigger a few times. You can't hold it down by default, but if you turn this auto fire on, you can. But that applies to bows, guns, swords, anything. So I would definitely recommend turning that on. Another thing is the auto pause feature.
Hover control, smart door, hover auto fire, hover activate auto pause on.
You can turn that on as well. That would make it so when you hit Y, it would pause the game for you, which it did for me just now. But let's go ahead and hit B and see if we can kill this slime.
A copper short empty. Dull copper pickaxe, copper short sword, slot 1.
So I'm switching with the left and right bumpers. And I'm going to walk towards that sound.
Picked up 9 torch.
And there we go. So we killed it, picked up some torches. Looks like something else too, so pretty nice. Got little item pickup announcements. You'll notice as you walk left and right too, you're getting these little kind of ding sounds. Not dings, little thumps. Those are announcements for footsteps. So every tile you pass over will play one of these footstep sounds. So it goes in tandem really well with some of the other features that we have, where it says like six right, six left, which I'll show you that soon. Let me just kill this slime here.
Picked up 5 copper coin.
There we go. There will be a lot of slimes when you first start. That is totally normal.
Andrew.
There we go. You just heard the name Andrew. That is our guide. You get a guide at the start of each game that has a totally random name. Can't seem to find him now, so might as well be a good time to try out the guidance feature. Left and right brackets on your keyboard will cycle through the different guidance systems.
Exploration mode, crafting guidance, NPC guidance. Andrew the guide, 1 of 1, 49 right, 3 down.
So he's, wow, 49 to the right. Let's go see if we can walk.
Smart cursor enabled. Picked up 1 gel. And arrived at Andrew the guide.
There he is. We can talk to him with B.
Andrew says, greetings, test. Is there something I can help you with?
So, the guide's pretty cool. He has a little help message you can read.
Closed help button. Andrew says, you can use your pickaxe to dig through dirt and your axe to chop down trees. Just
see?
Place your cursor over the tile and click.
So you get little tips there. Kind of cool. I'm not going to spend too much time with him, though. The first thing you're going to want to do is actually chop down some trees. So switch to your... let me turn this off, actually.
Crafting explore guidance disabled.
There we go. Those are categories, by the way. So guidance disabled is actually a category that you can set it to, which just turns off all the sound. I use that pretty often because, honestly, I do find it kind of annoying having them constantly firing. But I'm going to set my... held tool to an axe really quick.
Empty, dull copper pickaxe, copper axe, slot 3.
All right, tree. And then we're gonna chop some trees, but what you wanna do is you usually always wanna keep smart cursor turned on. So clicking in the left analog.
You. Smart cursor enabled.
We'll turn it on and off.
You. You.
So we're going to hold our right trigger to chop this tree with smart cursor on.
Picked up 2 mushroom.
I got some mushrooms here too, cool.
Picked up 2 wood.
So what I would honestly do is just hold down your right trigger and just move left and right until you break a few trees and get a lot of wood.
Tree. Picked up 1 acorn.
So we're just gonna break a few more of these.
Picked up 1 wood. Picked up 6 wood.
All right, we got a
picked
slime up, picked coming
up
2 in.
Acorn. Picked up 1 wood.
Sounds like he's still pretty far away.
Picked up 3 wood.
Okay, this should probably be enough for a little shack. So,
empty.
I'm gonna pause
inventory
real quick.
Slot 11.
The crafting system is interesting. It's getting reworked in 1.4.5, but right now it's very simple. It's just a vertical menu. In your inventory, if you do left trigger,
3 torch can be placed. Material provides light. Dot dot requires gel. Any wood. Recipe 1 of 4.
So right now, you can tell the recipe number, so it's 1 of 4. You can tell what it requires, what it is. So we can get 4 torches with some wood and gel. But what we actually want is a workbench.
Campfire, 2 wood platform, workbench, can be placed. Used for basic crafting. Dot dot requires 10 wood. Recipe 4 of 4.
So it's just 10 wood. So we're gonna hit A to craft it.
Picked up 1 workbench.
A bench.
Got an achievement unlocked. Couldn't be honest, I didn't even know that achievements were announced with the new sappy improvements I made, so that's awesome. But we have a workbench now, so I'm going to put it in my inventory. To do that, we're going to move our focus back to the inventory with the right trigger.
Copper short sword, empty, inventory.
We're
going
to go down
one.
To the inventory. Up here, the thing you land on that you keep hearing, like the copper stuff, that's my hotbar.
Copper short sword, hotbar slot 1. 5 melee damage, 4% critical strike chance, very fast speed, weak knockback, material.
Yeah, so you'll get a few, you have little tooltips there. This game does have some pretty cool ARPG aspects where the weapon stats are randomized. But I'm just going to place this workbench down in my inventory, slot 1.
Empty, workbench, in empty,
inventory,
slot 11.
We will use that later. And let me demonstrate the build tool for you. So this is a brand new feature that was implemented just literally last night. The build mode, rather, is something you can activate by pressing the start button on your gamepad. So I'm going to do that really quick. First, I'm going to leave my inventory.
Empty. 9-2 mushroom. 30 wood. Slot 6.
Actually, hold off on the build mode. I'm going to show you how to naturally build. So smart cursor is not great for building. I would not recommend keeping it on for building. Whenever you're doing anything involving building, you'll want to turn smart cursor off by clicking down your left analog.
You.
And it's going to say you. That's because each time you turn smart cursor off,
if
you're wondering
21.
Why I'm going to the pause menu each time, it's because I don't want to talk forever and have it progress tonight and then get slaughtered by zombies. So basically, when you turn smart cursor off, your pointer will be in the center of your character's chest. So you're about 3 tiles tall. So each time you turn it off, your pointer's going to be right there, smack dab in the middle of your chest. So that's a good way to kind of like have a point of reference for yourself if you ever like lose your pointer. But there's actually some features in here that will help you keep track of that pointer as well. So let me go back to
you.
The wood here.
5 empty, 530 wood, slot 6 empty, you, smart you.
All right, and then I like to build by using the directional pad. So if you hit the directional pad, you'll hear it announces coordinates.
Empty, 1 right, empty, 2 right.
1 right, 2 right. If I start to go up.
Empty, 2 right, 1 up.
2 right, 1 up. The numbers you're hearing, the 2 right, 1 up, that's how many points away from the center of your character's chest that you are. So it's a good way to tell like the distance of something. So the directional pad will move it 1 tile at a time, but if you want to go even faster, you can use the right analog stick to move it around.
Grass, 1 right, 3 down. Grass, 4 right, you.
And that'll really help you keep track of more things at once. The benefit to this is that you notice when I move left and right here, it's not speaking. But if I use the directional pad,
empty, 4 right, 4
we can
up.
Tell this is just empty space. The reason I set it up this way
empty.
Is because when
31.
You have your smart cursor unlocked, and let's say you're wanting to keep track of like things that are in like the dungeon, or you want to look around in your house really quickly, it's really hard to kind of know exactly where things are when it's spamming like wood each time you're moving your right analog around. So the reason it's like this is because it'll silence all of those announcements and it'll just say like chest or painting or door or, you know, whatever. And I can probably show you that in another one of my worlds later if I remember. But enough detail like that. We're going to try to make our house here.
530 wood.
So
slot six.
Let's go ahead and start placing. So I'm going to start
empty grass to right.
Right above the
down.
Grass here.
Empty grass. Empty you grass you.
Okay, so I can tell I am right there.
Empty to right. Smart cursor enabled. 5329 torch. 230 wood. 5 acorn. Empty copper short sword. Slot one. Picked up 4 copper coin.
There it goes. There's also a way to lock on the enemies too, by the way. I'll show you that here in a little while.
You grass you.
But I'm just gonna be quiet and build my house here.
Dull copper 9-2 mushroom. 9 copper. Dull copper short. Empty 5-30 wood. Slot you. Empty grass. Empty 29 wood. Empty 28 wood. Empty 27. Empty 26 wood. Slot 6.
All right. So we've placed like 4 wood blocks down here. So I'm going to just walk over to them.
Empty you.
Now if we look down, so I clicked my smart cursor on and then back off so that it puts my cursor right back in the middle.
Smart cursor enabled. Too much. 9 copper axe. Dull copper pick. Copper short sword.
Let's go ahead
slot
and
1.
Kill this slime here. Sometimes they can be a little annoying because they tend to jump around you.
Picked up 4 copper
there it goes.
Coin.
Oh my goodness, there's even more. Okay.
You grass you empty small piles. 3 right, 1 empty you empty tree grass grass tree wood block.
So
10
right, there it is.
1 down.
So we can tell our wood blocks are 10 right. So here's where those footsteps come into play. So now I should be right above them.
You wood block.
And
two
I am.
Down. Wood block. Tree. Two left.
So
two down.
I'm gonna go ahead and enclose this area here.
Tree. Grass. Tree. Wood block. Wood tree. Wood block. Dull copper. 9 2 mushroom. 9 torch. Slot copper. Dull copper short. So empty. 5 acorn. 26 2 mushroom. 26 empty. Wood block. Empty 25. Empty 20. Empty 20. Empty 22 wood.
So
slot
I said
six.
The character is about 4 tiles tall. Sorry, 3. So I'm building up 4, so I can make just a little kind of box here, and you can kind of like expand past that point as you. You know, get more stuff. So
you wood dirt wood block wood block empty wood empty 20 empty 20 empty 9 empty 18 empty 7 empty wood block 1 left
and there you go.
2 up.
So I am in a
tree.
A very tiny shack right here. This is really like there's nothing to this. And so we of course like this will protect us from enemies like zombies can't, you know, get you through tiles, neither can slimes. But you know this is way too small. It's quite literally just let's see.
You wood tree empty tree wood block you wood block empty wood block wood block wood empty wood block tree.
This is about
smart
like a 3x4
tree.
Little box here. So this is nothing. So we want to expand on this at least a tiny bit. So I'm going to use my little pointer here, or actually I'll show you build mode now. So with build mode, I'm going to hit my start button.
Build mode enabled.
You'll hear
press
build
A to mark
mode.
Corners, Andrew.
Yep, you'll hear build mode enabled and then press A to mark corners. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
You wood grass, 4 grass, 3 wood block, 1 empty, 2 right, 2
so
down.
So we can tell there's empty space here to the right.
Wood block, 1
and
right,
then,
2 down.
And then we've got like a tower of wood right here. This is one of our walls.
Wood block, empty, wood block, 1
so
right, 2
So I'm going to go
up.
To the right a few.
Empty, 4 right, 2 up, build mode, point 1 set.
And we set point 1 with A. We set it like a little bit to the right of our little house here. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but you know, build mode is really cool for a few reasons, and I'll kind of talk about why.
Empty wood block empty to build mode point set.
So
selection
we have both of our points
tiles.
Set. It says it's 3x1, so now we can just hold our right trigger down.
Build mode 13 wood slot 6.
And now we placed all those wood blocks from our selection there. So we can keep using this as well. So let me
empty,
do the same
right.
thing below.
Wood block empty build mode empty build mode 10 empty build mode 7 wood
right.
slot 6.
So we've just used build mode to place a little bit more kind of like space here.
Tree you.
So now I'm going to exit build mode with start.
Build mode disabled you. 5 acorn.
And let's
slot
break
7.
This like wood kind of wall here because if we look around. With our directional pad.
You wood block empty. 3 right.
We've
wood
got
block, 5 right.
Wood.
Empty wood block.
Some
empty
spaces.
3 right. Wood block. 2
more
right.
Wood.
You wood tree. 2 wood block.
And then wood
left.
To our left. So that tells us we're probably, you know, there's a wall right here in between us and the little empty space we just made. So I'm going to turn on smart cursor and break that.
tree. Empty. 5, 7, 2, 9 torch. Copper axe. Dull copper pickaxe.
And you break tiles block with a pickaxe. It's not like Minecraft where wood requires like an axe or
Andrew
whatever. That is the case for trees, but not with tiles.
Picked up one wood.
So smart cursor, really cool. How it works is you aim your right stick in the general direction of a tile or whatever, and it will break it for you as you hold down that right trigger. You're going to be spending probably 90% of your time in smart cursor. But I'm going to go ahead and not use smart cursor, so I can aim up here and get this tile.
You wood empty, one right, wood empty, you empty, wood block.
You know what? Actually, smart cursor got it.
Andrew.
So now we have a little bit more space to work with here. Honestly, this isn't ideal. You would probably want your little shack here to be a little bit bigger. That monster is going to be really annoying. But that's just a little showcase of what build mode can really do. So now we can
empty
actually
inventory loadout controls button.
Go in our start
empty
here
inventory
and grab
slot
our
11
workbench.
Work picked up cop dull cop 9 2 mush 10 wood 5 acorn empty workbench.
And I'm going to put it in a slot
empty
in our hot
slot
bar
8
and switch over to it.
Wood block cop 9 2 10 5 acorn workbench empty workbench
there
slot
it is
8.
Oh, the guide killed it. Nice. Good job, guide. And then we're going to use our D-pad to place this workbench.
You empty wood block empty 3 empty slot empty workbench.
And there
three
it is.
Left empty.
What's really cool about workbenches is you also have the guidance category for those too.
Exploration arrived at workbench.
So you can see
smart cursor enabled.
The workbench is right here.
Empty inventory slot.
That noise is so obnoxious.
Empty inventory slot 28.
Probably going to be changing that sometime soon. But now that we're standing near a workbench, we can do left trigger again to go back to our crafting category.
Two wood platform, tiki torch, can be placed.
Now you got a few
more
things. You got a tiki torch.
Required objects. Workbench. Recipe 4 of 15.
Now there's 15 recipes. Way more.
Two campfire. Two wood platform, tiki torch, 4 wood wall, wooden door, 4 wood wall, wooden door, wooden chair, wooden 4 wood wall. Can be placed.
So wood walls.
Material dot dot requires.
I'm gonna
wood
make a few of those.
Required objects. Pick holding 4 wood wall. Can hold 4 wood wall. 3 torch. Copper short sword.
And then I'm gonna
hot
put them
bar
in
slot
my inventory.
1. Empty dull copper pickaxe.
I'll put them in my hot
bar. 9225 empty. 32 wood wall empty. Inventory slot
the reason
8
why you want to use walls is because enemies can spawn in your house with you if you do not place walls down. And this is one of the huge benefits to using the build mode as well, is that you can set one point and another, and you'll have like a selection rectangle and you can fill it with stuff. So that's kind of your explanation for build mode. So I'm gonna show you that right now.
Empty.
So let me set it to wood wall.
Copper, dull copper at 9 torch, 2 mushroom, 2 wood, 5 acorn, 32 wood wall slot 8.
So I'm gonna turn build mode on.
Build mode enabled. Empty wood block. 5 left.
So we see our wood block is here.
Empty. 4 left.
So I'm gonna go 1 to the right and then go up.
Empty wood block. 4 left.
That's our ceiling. So that's a top wood block. So I'm gonna select the empty spot right here.
Empty. Build mode. 0.1 set. Wood
there
tree
we go.
4 left.
And then I'm gonna walk to the left and I'm gonna move my pointer down.
Empty.
And to
2
the
left
right.
Tree wood block. Empty wood block. Empty wood block.
There's
five
the
right
right wall because it says 5 right.
Empty wood block. 5 right.
So we're gonna go 1 to the left and then down.
Empty wood block. 4 right, 2 down.
4 right, 2 down. That's our floor for a wood block. So we're gonna go up 1.
Empty. 4
and
right.
We're gonna hit
1 down. Build mode. Point set. Selection is 5 by 3 tiles.
And we can see it's a 5 by 3. That may not be 100% accurate, but we have it selected. So that means now if we hold down our right trigger.
Build mode. 17. Wood wall slot 8.
Done. We just placed all of our walls, so we have our shack made with our walls placed. So that's perfect. We've got a little tiny house going here. So we've got our walls, our like our actual structure made of wood. We've got our workbench in there. So
empty.
Let me
inventory
hit pause
slot
and
empty
talk about something
inventory
else
slot
here.
28.
In this game, there's something called housing suitability. So for an NPC to move into your home, you need to have a chair, a table of some kind, and it needs to be the right size, and it needs to have a door. You can find all of this info on the wiki, but if you hit right trigger about 2 times,
empty equipment button,
and then you left on the D-pad,
housing button,
you'll have the housing button. Hit A on that, and then go down 1.
Andrew the guide.
And go right.
Housing query.
And you'll find housing query. this is a very weird button. And it's weird because you don't use A to interact with it, you actually use X. So I'm gonna hit X.
This room is too small.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to fix that, getting double announcements there. But it says the room is too small. So that tells you it probably needs to be a little bit bigger, which makes complete sense, honestly. This is a tiny, tiny shack. So probably if I wanted to improve this a little more, I should look into expanding the size a bit. but I'm not really going to worry about that in this video necessarily. Instead, what I'm going to do is see if I can craft a door.
4 right, wood wall, copper short sword, 4 wood, 4 wooden fence, wood, 4 wood wall, 2 wood flat, 3 torch, can't be placed.
Oh, material. I cannot make
provides
a door
light
here.
2 wood, 4 wooden fence, wood, can't be placed, 4, 2, 3 torch, can't be placed, 2 wood,
actually, wait a
can't
second.
Be placed. Material dot dot requires 4 wood wall.
Oh.
Required objects, workbench.
Interesting.
Recipe for 4 wooden fence, wood.
I didn't know you
could
do that. That's kind of neat. You can actually convert wood back into, or wood walls back into wood. That's kind of interesting. So I can't craft a wood door yet. I believe I probably need more wood. Let's take a look at how much I have.
Copper shorts, dull copper, 9, 2 mush, 9, 2 wood, 5, 2 wood.
Oh, yeah. Bar slot set empty. We only have 2 wood left. Collecting wood at night might be a little tough, but we'll try it. So I'm going to create a waypoint.
17, wood wall slot, 8 wood block, 4 right, wood wall.
So let's see. I'm going to set my category to waypoints.
End piece waypoints. No waypoints saved.
And I'm going to hit right bracket, or, oh my goodness, backslash, sorry.
Type the waypoint name, then press enter to save or
and
escape to cancel.
And let's name it home.
Arrived at home.
With this waypoint set,
copper short sword empty.
You can actually navigate back to your home very easily. At the moment in the public build, there is a teleport feature. I personally use it because I have so many hours in this game that I really don't feel the need to manually walk everywhere. You know, I've done my hours, so to speak. But if you ever wanted to, you could easily warp back home by pressing P by default. That will take you right to where your waypoint is. Not just waypoints, though, you can also do it with like guides, NPCs, crafting stations, everything like that. But the navigation system is pretty nice as well. So I'm going to break the wall and try to collect some wood. I really don't know how that's going to go, but let's find out.
17, empty, 17, 5 acorn, 2 wood, 2 mushroom, Andrew, 9 torch, copper axe, dull copper pickaxe, slot
all right.
2, you, smart cursor enabled, wood
so let's
block.
Break my wall down and free the zombies here.
Wood picked up 1 wood.
Okay.
Picked up 3 copper, picked Andrew, copper empty, copper shorts locked, 28 health. Locked on to demon, no longer targeting.
Okay, so you notice there, what I did is I hit X and it locked onto an enemy. That's a demon eye above us.
Locked on to demon eye, 49 health.
They are really irritating early on because they
are a flying
enemy, so they're very easy to hit without like a bow or anything like that. Oh, here's a zombie though.
Locked on to 1 health. Locked 20 health. 18 health. Locked on to zombie. 12 health. 11
health.
5 health.
You'll hear the health deplete.
Locked on to bunny. Picked up. No longer targeting.
As you are targeting them, which is really cool. Targeting will also automatically switch. You know, if that enemy dies or whatever. You also hear that little beeping to the right. That is the waypoint pinging, so I'm gonna walk towards it. Oh man, that's an enemy.
Locked on to demon eye, 56 health.
Oh, it's a demon eye. Oh boy.
Locked on to demon eye, 56 health. No longer targeting. Arrived at home.
So you noticed as I walked towards it there, the beeping got faster and faster until it said arrived at home. That's the typical like guiding sort of thing that you can expect from the waypoints here. So pretty cool.
Andrew,
we might be okay to try to get some
dull copper short sword.
Oh, no, we got
slot
one here.
Dull copper pickaxe, copper axe, slot 3.
Okay,
tree.
We're
picked up 1
tree. We're doing it. We're doing things. The default
tree picked up 6 wood.
Default axe is super slow.
Build mode. Picked up 1 acorn. Andrew.
Yeah, that enemy noise is very frustrating.
Picked up 2 acorn.
That will definitely be adjusted a little bit more here.
Picked up 1 acorn.
Okay.
Dull copper.
Test was brutally dissected by a zombie.
I got dissected by a zombie, apparently. So, there you go. There's the first death on this world. That will happen very often.
Picked up 1 workbench. Dull copper leaf wand. Workbench. Copper shorts arrived at home.
Let's just pull out our short sword here. To kill some of these zombies.
Locked on to zombie. 11 locked on 9 health. 6 locked on 7 5 4 locked 3 locked 6 locked on to demon eye. 69 health. Locked on no longer targeting.
Okay. And
picked up 1 silver coin.
Okay, so we are in our
arrived
home.
At home. Empty.
I'm going to
inventory
pause
slot 1.
And see if I have enough wood now to make a wooden door.
3 torch campfire. 2 wood work. 2 wood platform. Work 100 copper coin. Work 2 campfire. 3 torch. Can be
okay.
Placed.
So
material.
We don't.
Light dot dot requires
normally you would
anyone.
Go collect more
recipe
wood and just, you know, enough to make that door. I honestly don't want to deal with that here. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to go to my main character and my main world really quick to just kind of show you some more of the navigation features.
Empty equipment but settings button.
But that's generally what you can expect from your first night. Expect to die a lot. Clean up your gravestones, by the way, just FYI. Those will be very annoying. But let me go ahead and go to settings.
Equip settings general.
And then up on my D-pad.
Save and exit.
You save and exit.
Single player.
All right. So I'm going to load up my character.
Play, Neo play, play, Neo Lardo.
And I'm going to stay in the same world, actually. All right, well, yeah, I'll just do the same world.
Play, Grizzly Gaze of start a new forceful.
And I'll show you why.
Flink staff, slot two. Forceful demon bow.
I have a flink staff and a demon bow on this character, so that will help protect me quite a bit while I'm crafting here. So
arrived at home.
Let's go get some wood now.
Flink, read copper axe, slot four.
So we can just freely do this because my summon will just kill everything around us, ideally. Hopefully. We'll
find out. Up one wood.
Well, the enemy's getting kind of close. Oh, there
picked
he goes.
Up one acorn. Picked up 31 copper coin.
Perfect.
Picked up five right. Wood. Picked up 8 wood.
And so we're just collecting more and more wood.
Andrew. Picked up one wood. Picked up one acorn. Picked up 2 wood.
And I'm gonna stop after this tree because we should have enough.
Picked up one acorn. Reaver Shiflink staff. Forceful locked onto zombie. 40 health. No longer Andrew.
Okay.
Arrived at home. Locked onto zombie. 40 health.
Let me just,
22 6 health. Locked
onto
bunny. No longer locked onto bunny. No longer targeting. Picked up
okay.
Two. Picked up one silver coin. Three forceful
right.
Demon bow.
Can
favorite.
I make
hot
it?
Bar slot. Three torch. Can't be placed. Material. Three pink torch. Three ice torch. Three torch. Can be placed.
You're probably
material.
Gonna hear quite a few
provides
more now that I'm on this
dot,
character because my inventory is very packed.
Rest 3 10 blue 10 yellow 12 10 purple 20 or campfire rope coil right bumper sticky bomb 2 bouncy grenade bouncy bomb dirt bomb 10 flint 10 jet 2 wood 2 frozen 2 wood platform 2 workbench amethyst jet topaz jet sapphire amber jet monarch 100 silver coin can be placed.
No
dot,
way.
Dot requires gold coin.
Okay.
Recipe 26 of 26.
So the door is probably a recipe that I'm not aware of. That's where the wiki really comes into play. So you can even use ChatGPT occasionally for this, but you know, bear in mind that it can be wrong sometimes. But so the recipe for a wood door is probably not just wood. It might involve like iron or something, or I just simply don't have enough even on this character, which is crazy. But let me just go show you a little bit about the
empty
Andrew. Mining here. So
Flink Reaver, Flinks, Reaver Shark, slot
I'm going
three.
To enable Smart Cursor.
You. Smart Cursor enabled.
And
rest.
I'm going to just aim down with my right stick and just hold right trigger.
Picked up dirt, stone. Pick up dirt.
Oh, you know what? I might have broken the wall announcements here because it should not be spamming like that. So that will be fixed very shortly. But I'm just going to keep digging down.
Dirt.
I'll spare your guys' ears real quick.
Speech mode off.
So we're just gonna dig down. And by this point, we are pretty far down. So.
Speech mode empty, two up. Empty, five up. Empty, empty, four left.
Dirt.
Speech mode off.
And you notice the sound changed there, so now you know we're hitting stone. You can hear water as well to tell there's probably water below me, so. What I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to turn on the guidance system. So,
speech mode talk.
Here.
NPC crafting exploration mode. Tracking all nearby interactables. Use
so
page
that's...
up and page down to cycle specific targets.
Well, as it says there, page up and page down to cycle through specific targets for exploration mode. So if I do page up and page down.
Leap 1 of 10, 8 right, 9 down.
1 of 10, so that means there's 10 objects around us, and the first one here is lead.
Copper 2 of 10, 11 right, 6 down.
We've got copper
down.
Here.
Lead 3 of 10, 31 left, 20 down.
31 left and 10 down is some lead.
Lead 4 of 10, lead cop tungsten 8 of 10, 49 left, 34 down.
49 left and 34 down is tungsten.
429 bomb.
So,
inventory slot 1. 9 master bait.
Oh, I forgot
inventory
I have a bunch
slot
of things
11.
Here.
90 acorn. Reload out controls button.
Okay. So right now it will show you everything that is within your screen space. The guidance will. It'll pick up on all of those. So depending on your zoom level, your resolution, that kind of thing. It will show you all of it depending on that. Light level will help a ton. So I plan on implementing something that was a suggestion from a user over in the Discord where if the light level does not pass a certain threshold, it simply will not emit a sound, which will help a lot with like the spam as well as making it a little bit more fair. Because as a sighted player, you would not know that there's an ore 49 down and, you know, 20 to the left of you. But in this mod right now, that's kind of what it does. You will also have, like, important things too, like chests, heart crystals, all that stuff. It'll all appear on the guidance system. Not everything yet, but it is being worked on over time. The biggest things it'll show you right now is like ores and things of that nature.
Stone.
So let's dig towards a ore here.
Copper, lead 6 of, lead 5 of, lead 4 of, lead 3 of, copper 2 of 10, lead 1 of 10, 8 right, lead 1 of 10, 8 right, 9 down.
8 right, 9 down, that's very close. Let's go for that.
Copper, reaver, shark, slot, stick, stone.
So I'm just aiming to the right and holding right, right trigger, and holding to the right on my left stick to move to the right as well.
Stone.
Looks like there's still just dirt and stone here, so let's check where we are now compared to.
Lead copper 1 of 8, 4 right, 5 down.
4 right, 5 down.
Smart pick up stone.
And if you're wondering how I'm determining like how many tiles to the right I'm moving, like I said, your character is about three tiles tall, right? So if you're holding to the right on your analog and you're holding the right trigger down, you're breaking those three tiles. So it's like, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then you walk to the right and you move to the right one tile. So that's pretty cool. The ore should be just below us now. Let me go take a look.
Stone. Lead copper 1 of 8, 2 left, 5 down.
Oh, 2 left, 5 down.
Smart cursor enabled.
So let's just start digging down.
Copper, reaver, shark, stone, empty. Stone, dirt, stone. Arrived copper, pick arrived at copper.
Oh, there it is, copper.
Picked up copper, dirt, stone, dirt.
And so as you move your like right analog around, you can move it in circles to kind of get an idea of like what your smart cursor is targeting.
Dirt, stone, copper, stone.
So that's stone.
Copper.
That's copper.
Dirt.
And then that's all dirt. It suppresses repeat announcements, so
loadout control, point equipped, set agenda, intergenerational music, sound, music, 72%. 70%.
There you go. You'll probably be able to hear it a little bit better with this.
Forceful demon bow. Dirt. Cop dirt. Stone.
So
dirt.
You can hear it say dirt right there, and then you'll hear this little like. That sound is the sound of your selection changing. So this is all dirt, because it's not announcing something new. And then as we turn it to the right of the circle,
stone.
This is now stone. So stone.
Copper.
That's copper.
Lead, copper. Dirt, dirt. Lead. Picked up one.
And there's
lead
even lead right here.
Dirt, lead, copper. Picked up arrived, dirt, picked, dirt, empty.
So I'm just going to be digging around like a big circle around
stone.
So that,
forceful demon
that kind of,
reload out controls
that
button.
Bassy hum that you hear, those are enemies as well. I really need to tone those down, so that will be changed. But when it's very low like that, it means they're below you. And as it gets higher in pitch, it means they're above you. That's how most things in this mod will work. That's how kind of like resource collection can work. You'll find a lot of like cave systems throughout the game as well, though. Some of which can be a little bit dangerous, especially as you get lower and lower to like cavern layer, underground layer, that type of stuff. But let me go ahead and warp back home.
Craft end wave guidance to set waypoints. Home 1 of 1, 9 right, 70 up.
So if you wanted to do this legitimately, you can tell that home is 9 right and 70 up. So you could build all the way up, and there is a strategy to doing
smart
that.
Smart cursor enabled.
For example,
copper at reaver shark, slot 3.
If I want to build up from here to get back to the surface, you could set your like selection to a block of some kind.
Copper reinforced 3,005 granite, 3,353 stone block, slot
so
7.
Lots of stone. I'm gonna just aim my smart cursor, or sorry, my unlocked cursor down with the D-pad.
You, stone, 2 down.
So this is below my feet. It says stone, 2 down. If you hold right trigger right now, and then you start pressing left to jump.
Empty stone, 3,349
what's
stone
happening
block,
is you're placing tiles below your feet. Kind of like in Minecraft when you can aim down, hold spacebar, and then press your place key over and over. You're building yourself a little tower up. So now that we did that, if we check our waypoint again.
Home 1 of 1, 7 right, 66 up.
66 up. So let's break some tiles above us.
5 zombie money, forceful flint, reaver copper, reaver sharp, you picked up stone. You empty, 2 up, stone.
And let's see.
Stone.
So we're just gonna
dirt,
break some
stone,
more things
stone,
above
empty,
me here.
Stone. Coprian 3,357 stone block.
Aim
slot
down
seven.
With the directional pad.
U, stone, two down.
Hold right trigger and then press left trigger and jump.
Three stone, 3,353 stone
block. And now if we go
block,
check again.
Slop home 1 of 1, 7 right, 62 up.
62 up. So you can legitimately do it, and that's how most other players do it. This is only in the early game, though. Eventually, you can build ropes to very easily climb down tunnels you make. But on the mod right now, if you just hit P,
teleport arrived at home.
We're back home.
Wood block tree Andrew picked up 29 copper coin. Arrived at home.
So the mod's really big strong suits right now are the guidance system and the build system. The build mode rather. That's really helpful. There's a couple things that could use some work still. Obviously, it's still early days of the mod, but there are players who have made it past hard mode. They're in hard mode. They've made it past like 2 out of the 3 mechanical bosses, which are generally very difficult. So that's super impressive. To give you an idea of what a world can look like,
loadout, one equipment button.
And this will probably be the last thing I show off here.
Set general, save close menu, save and exit. Single multi six play, Neo Lardo.
Let's go to my character. And then let's see here.
Play, grizzly gaze of butchery.
We're just gonna go ahead and go down to
play, favorite, off, play, the pie play, grizzly gaze of butchery.
Okay, I think it's the third one here.
Play, start a new instant.
A sandstorm has begun.
Door.
Okay.
Entered forest.
So you're already hearing a lot of stuff going on.
Guidance disabled.
Also, a sandstorm is apparently happening, which is lovely. So in our house here, there are a lot of crafting stations. So if I start using the guidance here.
Exploration arrived at anvil. NPC waypoint. Guidance disabled. Waypoint. NPC. Guidance disabled. Exploration mode.
Okay, here we go.
/or 1 of 8. Exploration mode. /or 1 of 8.
/or.
Right, one down.
That is our chest here. And you notice, like, you hear that beeping tone? And then if I do up one on the, like, the page up.
Exploration mode. Tracking all nearby interactables.
Because this is tracking everything.
Down to cycle specific targets.
It's nice because as you get closer to one, it'll dim the sound of the others.
Smart cursor enabled.
So that's a pretty cool little thing about it. But I'm going to go down and just kind of show you what else we have here.
/or random 2 of 8. Blocks 3 of 8. Important 4 of 8.
So these
right,
are all chests that
down.
We've labeled. So they're saying, like, you know, this is the important chest.
Blocks 3 of
this
8.
This is the blocks
left,
chest.
Random 5 of 8.
The random
left,
chest.
Potion 6 of 8. Kalis 7 of 8. 10 left. 15
the,
down.
That is my girlfriend's chest there.
10 8 of 8. 34 left. 4 down.
And then we can see there's some tin. But also NPCs, if we go to the other category for NPCs.
Arrived at NPC guidance. Iris the cat 1 of 11. Durim the demolitionist 2 of 11.
We've got a
20
cat,
right, 15
a demolitionist.
Down. Caitlin the nurse 3 of 11. 5 right. Xylia the dryad 4. Yehomilk the die trader 5 of 11. 14 left. Mortimer the merchant 6 of 11.
So you got a lot of
20
these.
Right, 26 down.
And you really want to rely on that, like the right and down or like up and left. those will help a ton with kind of orienting yourself as to like where you are versus the NPC. But if you're feeling lazy, you can just
arrived at Mortimer, the
hit
merchant.
P and you're there. And then you can hit B on your gamepad to talk.
Shop button. Close button. Shop. Mining helmet. Shop slot 1. Akeepable.
And we've got,
two defense.
You know, some
material.
Stuff here.
Forceful demon bow. Favorite.
So I am
hot
lazy.
Slot 1.
You can choose to
Mark
be lazy too, or you can choose
quick
to
trash,
not use it at all.
Stacking and selling empty.
I totally understand that sometimes these features can just feel kind of cheaty. That's why it's optional. You know, you can use it if you want to, but you don't need to. All of these navigation systems work perfectly for getting you from point A to point B without using that at all. So let's go to
crafting. Explore guidance disabled. Crafting guidance disabled. Exploration potion. Exploration 10 9 of 9. 10 8 of 9. Kayla 7 of 9. Potion exploration mode. Potion 1 of 9.
Let's go.
15 left. 11 up.
Yeah.
Teleport
okay.
Arrived at
we'll
potion.
Here.
Guidance disabled. Smart random 2 lock door. Chest.
All right.
Iris.
Kayla's by the
iris.
Way, doors.
You. Iris.
Are very
chair.
Cool because they automatically open.
Iris.
So
Kayla's
as I walk
door.
To the
random
right.
Random 2 chest. Door. Do rim.
You can hear it open and close
chair,
there.
Chair, door,
to the left,
chest.
It opened and closed, and, you know, yada yada. So that's pretty cool. You don't really have to worry about opening and closing doors because they automatically open and close. You also may have noticed if you have a keen ears there. Here's what the footstep sounds when I'm walking on a tile. Here's what they sound like.
Random two chest.
So you kind of hear it's like just this little sort of like thump. But as I walk to the right here.
Door.
Now they're higher. That means you're standing on a platform, and we can check that by using our D-pad down.
You, wood platform, one right, wood block, two
see?
Left,
so
empty.
So you got platforms and blocks. So the reason the platforms are different is because you can hit down to go below them, to like move down past them, or like navigate down. So that's pretty cool. That's a really nice little touch for keeping track of like what's around you. And let's check out the comparison
chest.
That I was talking about earlier with the analog versus D-pad. So I'm gonna move the D-pad.
You empty, empty, empty.
And it's
left.
Saying like empty.
Empty wood block. Empty, 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 empty wood. Empty wood block. Empty
wood block.
Right. Empty wood. Empty wood. Empty wood platform.
Torch
right.
Wood platform. So it's announcing everything. Every single tile you pass. And also you notice that the pitch will change.
Door, 10, reached, empty, empty,
really low
left,
means it's down.
Down empty, dirt,
really high
left,
means it's up. The panning will determine where it is. So right now it's
grass,
to the left
grass,
and up.
15, empty, door, 6, right,
now
wood,
it's to
tree,
the right and
15,
up.
Right, 12 up.
And you're probably already noticing the difference here. So as I freely move it around here.
Empty, empty, sheet, empty, 10 left, wood, empty, 7 left, empty, wood block, 15, wood block, empty, 2 right,
so it's announcing
down.
A lot more. I'm probably going to suppress those empty announcements for this mode, but it's announcing a lot more just like things here. So if I want to find the rope above our house.
Empty, dirt, 1 right, 11 up, empty, 9 door, 10 left, 15
oh, well, there's
up.
The door. Looks like I am actually not where I thought I was. But we found the door here.
Grass, 15, empty, furnace, 13
we found
up.
The furnace here.
Chest, workbench, chest, 4
the
left,
chest.
13, furnace, empty, door, empty, 5 right,
so you see, you can
up.
Kind of like explore
smart
your
chest.
House much better using that unlocked analog. But for building and other things, you'll definitely want to use that D-pad for sure. What else? Man, there's so much now with this mod.
Door.
Honestly, those are probably some of the biggest ones. There's sounds for like treasure bags if you kill bosses in expert mode or above to help guide you to them. There's full support for like sappy narration for, you've heard it throughout the video, like the biome you're in, the events that are happening. Lots and lots of stuff going on there. X for targeting, very great if you have a bow of some kind. If I could, I would show you like a blood moon here.
Chest.
That's
Brand
really
locked door.
Not
chest.
All there is
iris.
To it, though.
The sandstorm has ended.
Iris.
Oh, speaking of announcements, there.
Iris. Kalis door. Brand lock. Random two chest. Door.
Let's see here.
You grass. Two down. Empty.
I made it out of the house there. There's quite a bit going on here with this mod already. I would highly suggest giving it a shot at this point. It's pretty advanced in the sense that you can do a lot with it. It will take some getting used to, though, I will 100% say. There's ways to, you know, build a mental map
door.
Of your world and...
Achievement complete.
Oh.
A marathon underscore medalist.
Oh, I guess marathon medalist. Maybe that's like walking enough tiles? I'm not really too sure, to be honest, but... yeah, but that's the mod. I, again, would highly recommend giving it a shot. Join the Discord if you want to discuss. We are constantly talking about it.
Volume.
There is always stuff going on. So let me know what you guys think. And hopefully this was a little helpful. If you want me to do another one of these that's maybe a little shorter, a little more concise, definitely let me know.
OBS 3.2. OBS 3.2. Stop recording button.